Are you okay, Ronnie? Have you got a headache?
No, it's not a headache, Jasmine. I'm just tired. I haven't been sleeping very well. I feel as though I'd like to go and lie down for a rest, but I can't. I don't have time for that, and I have to look after Vonnie. If I went to sleep, she'd get up to all sorts of mischief.
When I saw you with your head in your hands, I thought something must be wrong. It must be hard when you feel tired during the day because you can't get a good sleep at night. I don't have that problem. As soon as I put my head on the pillow at night, I fall asleep. And then I sleep like a baby.
Hello, friend. I'm Carol, and this is Women of Hope. Tammy's here with me again today.
Hello from me, too.
Now, I wonder if you're more like Jasmine or Ronnie. Do you sleep like a baby? I like that saying, to sleep like a baby, because babies sleep so well once they're asleep.
That's right.
Usually, of course, not all babies go to sleep easily. What about you? Do you sleep well? Or are you like Ronnie and have trouble sleeping sometimes, or maybe even most nights?
I'm more like Jasmine. I sleep very well almost every night. I fall asleep easily, and next thing I know, it's morning and time to get up again.
Oh, I wish that was me. I am more like Ronnie. Sometimes I get into bed and I just lie there for ages and I just can't go to sleep. I toss and turn and wriggle, and then I try to get comfortable, and I take a long time to drop off to sleep. Or I get into bed and go to sleep very easily, and then I wake up an hour or so later, and I can't get back to sleep. Sometimes when it's time to get up in the morning, I'd love to stay in bed and get more rest.
Sleep is very important for our bodies and our minds, isn't it? God made us to have regular times of sleep. Medical experts say most people need about 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night, though this varies with age. When we're asleep, our bodies and brains do some important work.
You know, that sounds very funny, to have our bodies and our brains working while we sleep, but that's exactly what happens. Our bodies work on repairing our muscles, and our minds work on sorting through all the memories and releasing hormones that control our growth and our appetite.
Now, there are some things that can make it hard for us to sleep. Mothers of tiny babies know all about this as they get up at night to feed their baby. And some people have to work at night, and that can make sleeping difficult, as they have to sleep in the daytime.
I find it very hard to sleep when I have something on my mind. Maybe you do too. Perhaps when you're worrying about a family member, or maybe even something exciting is about to happen. Things keep popping into your mind when you should be relaxing and falling asleep.
Well, here are some ideas for things you can do to help you get good sleep. Try to go to sleep about the same time each night and get up at about the same time each morning. This helps your brain to get into a routine of sleeping and waking.
And try to have the room where you sleep quiet and dark, because too much light can make it very hard to get to sleep, and noise can also make it difficult. Perhaps you have to share a room where you sleep with other family members. Encourage them to be as quiet as possible.
Don't eat much food late at night. Try to eat your meal about 4 hours before you go to bed, so the food is digested before you lie down. A small snack just before bedtime is okay, though.
You can also try to keep active every day if you can, like working in your garden so that you get plenty of exercise. You might have to walk a long distance each day, so you should sleep well. But try to spend time out in the sunlight. Early in the day is best so that you won't get too much ultraviolet light and get a sunburn.
If you're not active during the day, try to have some exercise a few hours before your bedtime, like going for a walk or riding a bike, or playing outside with a ball. In the last half hour before you go to bed, try to do something relaxing. Read for a while, take a gentle walk, or listen to some music.
Here are some things not to do. Tammy said to try and exercise a few hours before your bedtime. Don't do hard exercise just before bed. And don't drink coffee either, or tea, or anything else that contains caffeine late in the day. You know, chocolate and even some soft drinks have caffeine. Caffeine can keep you awake. So I usually try to avoid caffeine after 4 in the afternoon.
Remember we said that worrying can keep us awake? Well, here's an idea that helps me. I try to talk to someone about what's worrying me. And when I'm thinking about all the things I have to do the next day, I write a list of what I need to do tomorrow before I go to bed. Then I can stop thinking about them because I know I won't forget anything.
Tammy, I do that as well. In fact, I keep paper and pen right by my bed. If you can't sleep and you've been awake for a long time, get up and go into another room and read or do another quiet activity, but use a dim light until you feel very sleepy. Don't watch television or turn on bright lights.
Sometimes people who can't sleep at night try to catch up on their sleep during the day. This is not a good idea. It's okay to have a short nap of no more than a half an hour, as long as it's before about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. In fact, that can be a good idea. In some places, everyone has a rest in the afternoon. Perhaps this is a custom where you live, especially if it's hot in the afternoon. The important thing is to not rest for too long so that you'll be more likely to sleep well at night.
We have just discussed some good ideas to help us sleep, and I think it would be a good idea to review some of them. First, go to bed and get up at the same time each day. Sleep in a dark, quiet room if you can, and do something relaxing in the hour before you go to bed.
And spend some time out in the sunlight every day if you can. Try to do something very active each day, but not late at night. And the one that helps me if I'm worrying about what I have to do the next day? Yes, that's right. I write it down.
And then there are the things that you should not do. Don't eat a lot of food within the last 4 hours before bedtime. Don't eat or drink things containing caffeine late in the day. And try not to be too hot or too cold when you're in bed.
If you find that you regularly have trouble sleeping over a long time, you need to go and see your doctor or health worker. They will check whether anything else is causing your problem, and they will suggest what to do.
There's a lovely old Christian song that talks about rest. It was written more than 100 years ago, but it remains one of my favorites. The first part of the song goes just like this. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. The song tells about the restful and peaceful feeling of being near to God's heart. I think the writer of the song meant that God can give us a feeling of peace and rest when we ask Jesus to be with us. Isn't that a lovely thought? We've been talking about sleep and how important it is for all of us. In fact, God made us to need sleep. God designed us to have rest times And even God himself took a rest when he had finished creating the whole world and everything in it. In the first book of the Bible, Genesis, it says, "By the seventh day, God had finished his work, and so he rested. God blessed the seventh day and made it special because on that day, he rested from his work." I'm sure God didn't need to have rest because he is all-powerful, but he did take a rest to set us a very good example. He wanted us to know the importance of resting.
And God told the Hebrew people to take a rest day each week. In the book of Exodus, in the Old Testament part of the Bible, God told the people to keep the seventh day of the week as a special rest day. The rest day was called the Sabbath day, and it was a day for rest from working and for time out to worship God. This is what God instructed them to do in his rules for living, the Ten Commandments. He said, "Remember that the Sabbath day belongs to me. You have 6 days when you can do your work, but the seventh day of each week belongs to me, your God. No one is to work on that day, not you, your children, your slaves, your animals, or the foreigners who live in your towns. In 6 days, I made the sky, the earth, the oceans, and everything in them, but on the seventh day, I rested. That's why I made the Sabbath a special day that belongs to me."
Then when God's Son Jesus was here on earth as a man, he made sure that he had rest times. And he encouraged his followers to take rests too. One time when they had been very busy, Jesus said to them, "Let's go to a place where we can be alone and get some rest." Just like Jesus and his disciples, we need times of rest for our bodies and for our minds to be restored.
It's very important that we have rest times in our week. We don't have to always be doing lots of things. It's good to rest, even for a short time in your busy day. Just sit quietly or lie down and rest. You might look at the clouds or watch the birds or read for a while or listen to some music.
We need physical rest, but we also need spiritual rest and refreshment. We need to take time to just know that God is with us. We need to spend time thinking and reflecting and praying. It's good to read from the Bible, God's Word, too. Reading the Bible puts us in touch with what God wants us to hear. If you don't read, you might find someone who can read the Bible to you. And you will always hear something from God's Word, the Bible, every time you listen to Women of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think again about the other type of rest that our song was about. The rest that we can have as we put our trust in God and allow him to bring his peace into our minds and our hearts. One of the verses to that little song says this: "There is a place of comfort sweet near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God." Jesus said something very encouraging about how he can give us rest in our busy lives. He said this: "If you are tired and carrying heavy burdens, come to me. I will give you rest. Take the yoke that I give you. Put it on your shoulders and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest. My yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light."
What do you think Jesus meant by that? I believe Jesus was talking about us choosing to make him the Lord of our lives. In Jesus' time, two animals would often be linked together by a wooden yoke so they could work together to pull a plow for a farmer. Some people still use animals, such as buffaloes, this way. And Jesus used this picture to talk about being his followers, linking ourselves to him. He said that he would treat us gently as we learn from him, and that we will find rest as we depend on him to pull the heavy load. This is spiritual rest and refreshment. When we put our trust in Jesus and make him our leader, he gives us a sense of peace and rest.
Remember the words of that song? There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. That is the sort of rest that Jesus meant. It's the feeling of knowing that we belong to God and that he is always with us. It's the feeling of knowing that we have committed our lives to God through deciding to follow Jesus. Knowing that God is with us can give us a special sense of peace in everything that happens, the good and the bad.
I've found that it's true in my life. We've been talking about sleep and how some people have trouble getting to sleep. One thing that can be very helpful when you find you can't sleep is to pray and ask the Lord to quiet your heart and help you to relax. You can ask him to help solve problems that are making you feel anxious. Even if you still don't fall asleep easily, you can ask God to help you rest quietly while you're lying down. You can ask Jesus to take the worries, the heavy burdens, and allow you to rest with his peace filling you.
We all have times in our lives when things make us anxious and worried. We can help prepare ourselves for these times by spending time praying every day. Let me tell you about a woman called Susanna Wesley. She had a lot of children, and it was hard for her to find the time or a quiet place to pray. So she thought of something very simple. She used to stop what she was doing and pull her apron up over her head and pray. And all of her children knew that when she was doing that, they must not disturb her.
What a great way to get some peace, putting an apron over your head. I wonder if there's a simple way that you can make time to pray each day. Maybe not by putting an apron over your head, but perhaps you can think of a good way.
I have some favorite words from the Bible that I would like to share with you today. They come from a letter that the Apostle Paul, inspired by God, wrote to the people who live in Philippi. This is what it says. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and your requests to God. And then, because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way you think and feel.
These words tell us that God will give us his special peace when we pray to him. Just before we finish, we'll listen to a song that our friend Ellen wrote called The Peace of God. Ellen is part of our Women of Hope team. She loves these words too.
Do not be anxious about anything at all. But just remember on whom you can call. With a heart of thanks, offer up your prayers and all your requests to our God who really cares.
Friend, let's pray together as we finish our day. Dear God, thank you. Thank you that you can give us a feeling of peace and rest. Please help my friend to bring all her worries to you and to ask you to take control of all the things that are making her anxious. I ask that you would please bring your special peace into her life. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before you near to the heart of God. Amen.
We have to go now, but we do look forward to next time. We would love to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page.
We do hope that you'll be with us again. God bless you as you ask Him to give you true rest and peace.